Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 14 December 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. We are in for a treat tonight. We'll bring up in a few minutes Pastor Arthur Pulaski. You remember the pastor in Canada that was arrested? It's been a few months ago, and he's still, oh my. I'll let him tell the whole story. I don't want to get into all the details. I want Pastor Arthur to tell the story to us. Before I bring him up, though, don't forget, folks, that we're going to have Bible study this weekend. At 10:30 a.m., we start live with praise reports and testimonies and prayer requests. 11:30, we start into current events. And this time, we got a bunch of them, as always, lined up for you. And then at about 12:15 or so, thereabouts, I think it is. About 1:15, we'll start in to the Bible study part, and Coach Dave Dobemar will be there to speak for us. Yes, he will. Coach Dave and his wife Michelle both be there Saturday. Come and join us if you can. If you need directions how to find where we are, call us. Let us know. We'll tell you how to get there, folks. Give us a call at the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And I'm sure Lisa may not be able to tell you exactly because she's in Wisconsin. We're in West Virginia, but nonetheless, she'll find me and I'll find you. How's that? Then we'll get you down there to join us. You can watch it live stream, as always, on PastorButch.com. Just find live stream on there and there will be. You can listen on the phone also at 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013 to listen to the program if you like. But either way, join us if you can. And I keep saying this every night, folks, but the 3-for-1 special on REM sleep and Tranquil, I don't think we're going to be able to get any more, at least not from a current supplier, because they're out. So if you want to get a best bargain ever on this product, you better get it while you can. 3 bottles of REM sleep for $40.95, and the same for the Tranquil as long as it lasts. But don't wait, folks, for your own sake, don't wait. I promise you, that's not going to be around much longer. It really isn't. And of course, my newest book is out, and I just got an email from Daryl. I'm PA about the book, and he seems to really enjoy it, and he wanted to read a little statement about it. I don't have time to tonight, but he said, please, the front cover is pretty on it, and the back is interesting, but he said he really enjoys the words in between. And he also asked prayer requests tonight for some pastors. The first one is Pastor Arthur Pulaski, our guest tonight. I asked prayer for him, his brother David, Pastor James Coates, Pastor Tim Stevens, and for their wives and children, all of whom are in Alberta, Canada, suffering under persecution, and also protection for Gary Roby and for Jeff White and his 11 children as they protest the murder of babies. Folks, this is important. It really is. He also said to tell you that he has used the products from Strauss Heart Drops, Prostate Support Drops, and Bladder Support Drops almost 6 months, and he said they absolutely are working for him. They're even helping his stroke side, his right side has had a major stroke, and says even helping that somewhat. I don't know how that works, but he says helping it somewhat. Keep Daryl in your prayers, too, because Daryl is struggling to maintain his ministry of sending out emails, typing articles, and his right side not working very well at all. And he gets kind of frustrated, as we all do. Keep Daryl in your prayers, too, okay? Now, as I said, our guest tonight is a very special guest. I've known this gentleman now for a few months. I watched him live on the Internet. I watched him being persecuted, prosecuted. I mean, all sorts of situations this man's been through. It's cost him a lot with as far as his time consumed in court, his time in jail, his distress on his family. He's standing for Christ, for his duty, folks, not right, but duty to keep the church open, even though the government says he has to shut it. He has a lot of courage, and I'm sure his wife and family support him all the way. And, folks, that takes a lot of courage on the help meet side also. And, Pastor Archer, are you there?
Yes, thank you so much again for having me in. It's always a joy to be able to talk to my American friends.
Well, thank you for joining us, Patrick, and thank you for what you're doing. And you heard the other pastors mention the prayer request. I don't know if you know those folks or not. If you do, pass on our love and thanks for their stand. Even though it's in Canada, we're the same body worldwide. We must stand together. So please let them know we appreciate them, if you don't mind.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay. I appreciate what you've done so far, and I know you have a lot to tell us tonight, folks. For the new listeners, I'm going to have asked Pastor Arthur Pulaski to give a very quick synopsis of what's happened in the last several months, and then bring up to date what's going on now. Pastor, I'm going to turn you loose. This is your program now. You share what you want to share.
Thank you. The past 2 years have been very interesting, I have to admit, not a dull moment, like a journey on a roller coaster, up and down, very, very fast forward. The whole craziness started in March, as you know, and then in April I became the first Canadian clergyman to get their crazy COVID ticket, and that launched our ministry and what I do into a totally different dimension, because since then we have been fighting a real tyranny that is creeping in all over our beautiful nations. In the year of 2020, pretty much every church service I would have police, bylaw, and health inspectors harassing, intimidating, and ticketing us left and right. And of course, the mainstream media propaganda machinery, what liars they have turned to be. While almost every time they open their mouth, it's a lie chasing another lie. And they have portrayed me personally as a villain, as a bloody murderer, as a terrorist, as a person that doesn't care about lives, and racist, white supremacist. You know, the typical. Oh, and the latest, I am apparently a MAGA pastor, and which is really fascinating to me. They have lumped me together with President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, which is kind of cute. So I stood my ground. I have last year received about almost 30 tickets, 15 tickets for my biggest crime of 2020, which was illegal Christmas festival. As you remember, the government shut down Christmas. They said we're canceling Christmas. No one is allowed to have a brother or a sister for a coffee. No family dinners. We'll send the police, threats, terror, intimidation. I mean, what a gong show that was. And, of course, a month before, we had Halloween, and the government officials said to kids, hey, you know, have a nice and peaceful Halloween. But when it came to Christmas, they canceled it, and off they went vacationing, and they gave themselves a very hefty paycheck. So I went on television as well, and I said that I am organizing biggest Christmas celebration in the country. I invited people to come in for AAA steaks, and people did come. I gave away Christmas gifts to the homeless people. We had caroling, which was illegal, and I ended up with 15 tickets, over 100 police officers, anti-terrorists, 20 cops on bicycle, 52 police cars, believe it or not, and the chief of police showed up as well. So that was 2020. Very interesting. Very busy.
Yeah, I know it's not funny, but I'm listening to all this nonsense, and you certainly tied up a lot of their forces by having a party. I mean, good for you.
Yeah, it was quite interesting. They were everywhere. They were on the roofs of the building taking pictures like snipers. I mean, it was a gong show. Anyway, some of those tickets I'm still fighting to this day. Three of them we dealt with last week. So we still have, I think, 12 to go from that horrible illegal Christmas celebration in the city of Calgary. Then they started to come to our church, and as you remember, the video that people got to know us through on April, our holiest time of the year, when we had, when we were observing the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, Passover celebration, when they came illegally, breaking Criminal Code of Canada, Section 176, 1, 2, and 3, they interfered with a clergyman while I was officiating my duty. They came in the middle of a meeting for the purpose of worship, which is 2 years prison when someone decides to interrupt in such a manner. But, of course, right now we are living in a lawless society. The law doesn't apply to Gestapo and the Nazis, the communist KGB. So one law for me, one law for thee. I kicked them out, as you remember. I told them to get out and to come back without the without the warrant. So they did come back, and then eventually we and my brother David, we were arrested in the middle of the highway. 3 days without sleep, two nights. They stripped us naked, put chains on our feet, and off we went to see the judge, which eventually released us. Later on, he has found us guilty on, and listen to the charges, inciting people to come to church, officiating a church service, and participating in illegal gathering. So we were charged, facing 4 years prison. When that was happening, I decided to come to the United States, and I came to your beautiful country just for 2-3 weeks, just to share my story on a few conferences, but it ended up that the interest was so huge. I spent 4 months in the United States, and it was incredible to be around such amazing heroes of faith, lions that are not bowing before the hyenas. So eventually I came back only to be arrested upon arrival, straight from the plane. They handcuffed me, arrested me. Now I'm facing more charges. This time they charge me criminally for the same offense of officiating a church service and not wearing a muzzle. Later on in October, the judge that has found us guilty on the charges of inciting people to come to church, officiating a church service and participating in illegal gathering, and his judgment, I think, is one of the most bizarre judgments in our modern Western history, because he did something that has never been done before. He put a compelled speech. In other words, he said, every time I open my mouth, every time I speak, preach, every time I am on social networks or doing shows on radio, on TV, or anything, I have to give the government approved script to the people before I can say my piece. See stuff like this in North Korea, China, Russia, and of course Mao Zedong, when he took over China, he forced his people to wear placards that said the compelled speech, and it's just unbelievable. Also, he house arrested me and my brother David, said that we are not allowed to travel anymore because he said, I am extremely dangerous man and I have to stay here confined. And he says, I'm not going to arrest you. I'm not going to sentence you to prison because your story will even get bigger and you will become more famous. So therefore, I'm putting kind of like a house arrest on us and almost $50,000 penalties plus 120 hours community service, which according to him, what we do is not community service. We, of course, feed thousands of people on the streets of Kargil. You can visit our website to see what we do, www.streetchurch.ca. Streetchurch.ca is our website. You will be able to see what we do, or Arthur Polosky TV for the videos on YouTube. So he said that we have to do 120 hours community service on the government-approved charities. In other words, the charities that are, you know, forwarding the Nazi communist socialist hybrid agenda of the tyranny that they are implementing right now. So that's how that story ended. Now, believe it or not, I have, listen to this, I have a probation officer as a good criminal that I am, and every good criminal has a probation officer. So I have one. My brother David has one. However, this probation officer is she's a nutcase. And I'm not throwing this word, you know, lightly. She is insane. She said one time, she calls me, and she says, I want to talk to your wife. And I said, no, you're not going to drag my wife and my children into this. And she says, but you must obey me. You have to obey me. I said, no, I don't have to obey you. I mean, wow, what a crazy woman. She says, if you come
well, let me ask you this, Pastor Arthur. I mean, does she pretty much follow you everywhere, or keep track of you? I mean, you have to report to her? I mean, how does this work?
Yes, I have to report to her. Of course, you know what happened. I don't know if you're following the story, but the moment Adam Germain, that's the crooked judge from Queen's Bench in Alberta, when he pronounced his sentence, first he was giving a rant for 45 minutes about me traveling in the United States and having standing ovations and meeting with governor and being on Fox News. And, you know, so he's nothing to do, of course, everything he was saying had nothing to do with the merits of the case and while we were before him. But he was so disgusted that I am so popular that he, 45 minutes, was giving us a rant about how dare I do what I do. So when he pronounced his sentence, what we did with my brother David, there was a big protest outside and the media was there. So I grabbed the microphone and I said, right straight in the face of the judges, I said, I will never obey this order. I refuse to obey tyrannical order, and I will break it. And I will break it right now. So I did break his order right at the courthouse, and my brother David did the same thing. So we were expecting to be arrested immediately after the sentencing for another breach of court order for contempt of court. However, that didn't happen. Later on, of course, throughout of this process, we have not submitted ourselves to this tyrannical ruling. I still preached multiple times a week. I organize and attend rallies. I have been, I had speaking engagements and preaching and feeding the poor. So we are continuing to do what we have been doing all those years. We didn't change at all. I still have people in my house every single day. We still do dinners. We still do Christian festivals and stuff like
that. Nothing is done. I mean, everything's okay. Nothing's happened.
You know, and that's a bizarre thing, because normally you would expect them to come charging and arresting me for contempt of court. But however, I think that they are more terrified of you. And I truly believe that. I think they are afraid of the American media. They're afraid of people like you that will tell the story. So they don't, and Judge made it very clear. He says, I don't want to arrest you because you're going to become more famous. So I think that's the reasoning why I am not in jail. And, you know, for your listeners, I don't want to sound like a person that doesn't care about the law and order. Actually, I do, but I refuse to bow before tyranny. I will not obey a tyrannical order like this. That's why I broke it. But normally, I am a law-abiding citizen. I don't break law. You won't see me, you know, being arrested for criminal activity. My always trouble comes from feeding the poor and preaching the gospel and opening a church. Also, what's interesting, this probation officer, I have to, and my brother David as well, we have to be in contact with her and kind of give a report what we do, where we are, and we have to do community hours.
And by the way, how often do you have to contact her? How often do you have to check in with her?
Depends. Sometimes a week and a half or 2 weeks. So 2-3 times, sometimes 4 times a month. And we have to do community hours. And I already had to give up almost $50,000 to the Nazi Party of Canada so until the appeal process can go through. So I'm short $50,000. And it's a very sad story because I had to take almost $50,000 from the coffer of the church that saves lives, feeds thousands of people. And I had to take that money and give it to the very people that are breaking the law and persecuting Christians and murdering people left and right. Also, I've done some community hours, and she said, I'm not approving them because during your community hours, I heard that you have been talking about your ministry, and you're forbidden to talk about your ministry
they're telling you that you cannot share your ministry or the gospel with these people?
You see, that's the problem here, that the judge didn't say that. But she, for whatever reason, she thinks she is above the law and above, even above the judge. She made that stuff up. And I said, I'll never obey that. And then I suggested to her that there is a ministry here that wants me to do counseling for the Sudanese immigrants, to do trauma counseling, because I grew up in hell and they grew up in hell. So I do sometimes trauma counseling. And she says, absolutely not. I don't want you to talk to a new immigrant at all. So she is acting like a bully. She's acting like a tyrant herself. And the latest, which is very interesting, she says, I want you to come to my office on the 20th of December, and you have to wear a mask. And remember, I am in this trouble because I refuse to obey their illegal mandates and restrictions. And
right,
I said, I will not wear one. But she says, you have to obey me. And I said, no, yeah. I won't. And she says, you have to. That's our policy. I said, well, your policy is not above the law, and I'm following the law. And I thought, we are here in this situation because of the law. And she says, well, I don't want to hear anything about the law from you. And you're like, I mean, she's so bizarre. Last time she hung up on me because I had a trial, the one that I just received a letter today that the Crown Prosecutor has just withdrawn the charges, but I was supposed to be in a court on the 20th of December. So I said, listen, lady, I have a court trial on December the 20th, and I have to appear before the judge. And she said, I don't care. Don't call me lady. It's like, what a crazy woman, you know? So should I call you a sir? You know, if I cannot call you lady, should I call you it or a cow or a dog or a man? Like, those people are really, really bizarre. So that's pretty much how every conversation unfolds. She hangs up on me because I believe she can't really do much because they don't truly want me in prison. But she's so frustrated because all subconsciously those people know they are lawbreakers and they're acting outside of them. Of the Criminal Code of Canada or the Constitution, where it starts, our Charter of Rights and Freedoms starts with the preamble that says, whereas Canada acknowledges the supremacy of God and the rule of law. But here is an interesting quote. I want to read it to the people that are listening. And it comes from two CDTs. And here is what he said. The secret of happiness is freedom. The secret of freedom is courage. So what I'm experiencing right now is a very interesting time of my life because the courage that God has given us triggered enormous happiness, and it drew a lot of people to us. We have a full house in a church. We started another day. because the interest was so huge. I just came back from Toronto, where I was invited to another meeting. So people are hungry for the truth. They're looking
Amen.
For the truth.
Amen.
And they're sick and tired of fake Christianity. And they are sick and tired of living in a leaderless society. The politicians have betrayed them. They're turncoats. They should be charged for treason. The pastors have abandoned them. When the wolves came, instead of fighting and defending those that God has given it to them, they ran away. They left the sheep into the claws of the wolves. And then the teachers are teaching lies. The mainstream
Amen.
Media are propagating
Amen.
The lies. So I think the society is looking for people like Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump is not our savior, but I think that people like him because he says what he feels. And when he shows up, you know, you expect that he's going to say something that a majority of people are thinking, but they're afraid to articulate. And I think we will see more and more Donald Trumps raising up. We'll see more and more courageous people catching fire. And you know what I know about courage? Courage is contagious. Fear is contagious. Tyranny,
yes, it is.
You know, the terror, the fear, it's like a blanket that swept over an entire world. It's contagious as well. But when the people see courageous, bold, passionate, real, truth speakers, they will start joining more and more. So Canada is very bad. We have been locked. We are not allowed to travel. We are treated like a second-class citizens. You're not allowed
to get ready to get a break and say, New Brunswick, the province of New Brunswick, I understand that they're giving the businesses there the right to refuse anybody that doesn't show a vaccine card or has been tested, even grocery stores. Can you speak to that very quickly before I forget that?
That's exactly what is happening. That's a scary thing because now you have children, you have a family, and you need food, and they are denying you necessities of life, which is a crime against humanity. And those people should be charged for treason, all of them. Every politician, every restaurant owner, every nurse, every doctor, everyone that is participating in this evil should be charged.
Amen. Amen. You know, that is amazing. We'll go back to your story, but folks, I guess you heard what you just said. In the province of New Brunswick, if businesses don't want to let you in the shop to buy groceries, they don't have to. That is amazing. That is amazing. Never before in the history of vaccinations have you had to be coerced, threatened, locked up, and fined for not taking the vaccine. But because it's not a vaccine, folks, it's a killer jab. Back at the break, don't go away.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield.
All righty, folks, we are back. We're again talking to Pastor Otter Pulaski, a strong warrior for Christ. And he's north of us. Yes, he's in Canada. But, folks, this could spread. It is spreading all over the world. Austria is in a mess. Australia is in a mess. Obviously, Canada is going down the same road, and America will head the same way if we don't stand. If you have any questions, comments for our guest tonight, you may call 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And Brother Archer, I know when you started this battle, no churches in your area stood with you. Not one pastor said, well, I'm here with you. We're going to do the same thing you do. We believe you're doing the right thing. Have any of them come forward in the last few months and said, listen, we know you're right. We're going to stand with you through this?
More and more pastors are rising up across Canada. Unfortunately, they're not doing this in unified manner. But more and more churches are opening, more are defiant, standing up against this craziness. However, there's also a sad part of the story because majority of the churches, 95%, are requiring communist, fascist passport in order for you to enter a church building. You need to show them a COVID passport. I mean, that's how low some of those denominations have fallen, which is very sad. But more and more people are rising up. Canadians are being awakened. Everywhere I go, people recognize me right now. Even today, I was walking on the sidewalk, and a young man stops me. He says, Pastor Pulaski, I just want to thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for standing up for us, for the working people. So, I think more and more, the more they are pushing this agenda, the more resistance they're going to be getting. And we have huge numbers of people coming to the rallies. We are doing rallies every single week. We have rallies all across Canada. And I think we're about to see some kind of a major breakthrough. On the 26th of December, I'm doing another Christmas celebration. 26th of December, the government said that they don't want people to meet for Christmas. So I invited the whole city to come, and I'll serve them AAA Alberta steaks. Anyone that will come to the festivities, I have prepared hundreds of gifts for the homeless people. We'll have catering. And also I have a surprise for the people, because we're going to have some of the freedom fighters, the famous freedom fighters, that will come and flip the steaks and the burgers for people. We have Adam Skelly coming. He's the one restaurant owner from Ontario where the horses were sent against his restaurant. Chris Scott is coming from Whistle.
What was sent against his restaurant again?
They sent horses and armed
horses.
Officers. Yes. All
really?
Kingsmen and the horses came. That was, I think, 150 police officers that came to his restaurant to shut it down because his crime? Oh, no, sir. Don't even think. Don't go even there. He was not a mafia. He was not El Chapo. He is not smuggling drugs or prostitution. No. He just dared to open his restaurant. 150 police officers showed up with horses. So he's coming
wow.
to be flipping the burgers. Adam Skelly is his name. Also, Chris Scott is coming. He's a very well-known freedom fighter. Jesse from Pizza Without Papers. His restaurant was stolen by the city of Calgary, stolen by the politicians. Can you imagine? Because his crime, he refused to check papers for the people that were coming to buy his pizza. He says, that's discrimination, that's against the Constitution, and I'm not going to, and I'm not allowed to. Our Constitution states that no one can force you to show your medical papers. You don't have to show it to anyone, but of course the law is out the window. They don't care about the law of the country anymore. And he's simply this restaurant owner, Jesse, from Pizza Without Papers. He says, no, I'm not going to force people to show their papers. They're welcome to come. They're free Canadians. And I'm refusing to discriminate those people. For that, they've stolen his entire equipment and the restaurant, shut it off, bolted. He lost his business and his place of business, and people lost jobs. So that's what the government is doing to us. Also, people like me, the modern-day Jews and the Poles from the era of the Nazis, were not allowed to go to a movie theater. We're not allowed to go to a restaurant. I can't even go to a fast food because I will be arrested on the spot. If I dare to go and go inside to order a burger, oh, God forbid, cheeseburger, I'm dead. They're going to kill me, and they're going to arrest me, or the virus is going to kill us all. We're not allowed to go to gym, of course. Going to gym is, if you don't have proper papers, it can kill everyone, and for your own good, you cannot exercise. You cannot go to swimming pool. My children cannot practice sports. Of course, all of that is done for their own benefit, for their own health. They cannot go to dancing, to practice anything. I mean, the whole country shut down.
Well, let me ask you this, brother. I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but there's so much information coming through here so fast. We got to get phone calls in a minute, too. But how are you all, I mean, the whole country, are you organizing at all to fight back? I know you're going to have a get-together, and you got people coming who lost businesses and what other problems to serve that. But are there anybody organizing to fight back in a way that's going to hurt these thugs and make them decide to back off a little bit?
We started Solidarity Movement of Canada. So go to the website solidaritymovementofcanada.com, and Australia just joined in last week. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to create a society outside of the corrupted society. In other words, we will not buy from their stores that discriminate. We, on the 26th, I'm doing the biggest restaurant in the city where I am going to be catering to the people that will come. We'll have thousands of steaks that we're going to serve to the people right at
I wish I could be there. I wish I could be there. I really do wish I could be there.
It's going to be an amazing event. We have caroling coming, of course, caroling right now. It's illegal in Canada because it's a super spreader event, according to the guy from Hong Kong, Tom. So, yes, we are organizing. Solidarity Movement, as you remember, that's a Polish thing. That's what brought the communists right down to their knees, broke the Iron Curtain, and brought the Berlin Wall down. So instead of reinventing the wheel, I thought, well, let's just copy and paste. If it's working for the villain, they're copy and pasting right now. Let's just copy and paste and start what worked before. People came together in solidarity with each other. I am in solidarity with those that are losing jobs, with the police officers that were kicked out. You know how many tens of thousands, police officers, nurses, doctors, firemen, city workers has been kicked out in the past week?
Yes.
Tens of thousands of people, good people, hardworking people. I met a guy, he was 26 or 28 years as a police officer, spotless record, kicked out like a piece of garbage, like unwanted, you know, filthy rag, kicked out from the force. Why? Not because he was doing something evil. No. Because he refused the job. The job that is known right now to murder people, to kill. I just met with a top doctor. In Calgary, in the province of Alberta, I met with one of the top doctors. And that person told me that it's very, very bad in hospitals. There's so many people that were jabbed multiple times, and now they are suffering, dying, heart attacks, brain fog, blood clots. I mean, it's a disaster. We had 400 kids. I have nurses that work in a children's hospital. 400 kids in emergencies because of the job. I mean, they're murdering people in front of our eyes.
Yes, they are. They are. And destroying the economy. And you know what's really sad? This is going on worldwide. I mean, as I mentioned, Australia and other countries, Germany and other places cracking down. This is worldwide. This is a worldwide move. Brothers, we know this is affecting you and I where we live, you more so than myself so far. But this is a worldwide move, we'll say the beast system, the Antichrist system, to bring everybody to their knees every way they can possibly, and to bring in, usher in their new world order, if you will. But as I said, if people don't understand why we are maybe a little concerned about this, never before in history has there been a vaccine given where they put you in jail if you don't take it, or fire you if you don't take it, or you can't go buy groceries if you don't take it. It's never happened before. So obviously, folks, there's a lot more to this than a vaccine. Go ahead.
That's right, because we know by now, 2 years later, we know this whole craziness has nothing to do with health, has nothing to do with biology. It has nothing to do with medicine. It has nothing to do with in science. This whole thing is a hoax. It's a big, fat lie. It's a totalitarian takeover, and they're not even hiding. Remember what he said, you will own nothing and you will be happy? And they're doing this. They're destroying small and medium-sized businesses.
They are doing it.
They are eliminating the middle class. They are doing this in front of your eyes. Gates, he patented the virus. You can only patent something that has been created by men. Also, he patented the vaccine. And, I mean, what a beautiful business. He gives you the problem and he gives you the remedy.
Yes.
And he steals your business. He steals your business.
Oh yes, and he brags about it. I'm going to share this. I'm going to take a phone call then. But the excuse me. I know you've heard of the World Economic Forum, haven't you?
Yes,
you've heard them, right? WF.
Yeah.
They just met in Davos, and guess what? They accepted as their guide to the future. Now this is for real, folks. The World Economic Forum at Davos has accepted the Georgia Guidestones goal to reduce the world population to 500 million as part of the Great Reset, which is their plans to make what was ours into theirs. In other words, they want to cut the world's population by 93.7%. Now, this is by the World Economic Forum at Davos, just met, and they want the Earth's population at 500 million. Now, why do you think they're pushing the vaccine, my friends? Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Pastor Butch and Pastor Arthur. Arthur, Mao Zedong said that political power grows in the barrel of a gun. I believe, at least in America, when the baby boomers die off, the government is just gonna start shooting pastors and preachers and people who speak out too much and make them disappear. Albania did that to the talk show host. I had a friend of mine who's from Albania, and he told me that, Pastor, I don't want to say I fear, but I'm concerned that something like that is going to come to the Western countries where they're just going to make people who speak out too much just disappear, like in communist countries and the old Soviet Union and Bulgaria. What do you think, Pastor?
Well, you're absolutely correct. I grew up behind the Iron Curtain under the boots of the Soviets. And the people were disappearing on pretty much regular basis. Everyone that was too strong, too powerful, would be tortured, disappeared. Here is what Hermann Göring, you familiar with the name? Hermann Göring was in command in the Hitler's Nazi party. Here's what he said. And that's why they're terrified of people like me and Pastor Butch. This is what he said. Education is dangerous. Every educated person is a future enemy. Just think about what he said. Education is dangerous. Every educated person is a future enemy. They are terrified of us because we set the captives free according to the Bible. The Bible says that, you know, the truth will set the captives free. We are giving people the truth. We are giving people option. You can take it, but you don't have to. That's our God. He gives you that choice. The enemy doesn't. You have to bow or else. And I don't understand why people's eyes are still not open. But I guess, again, everyone has his own choice.
I'll quickly wrap it up with this. In blue states in America, they could make a guy like me disappear and nobody will even care and people will say he had it coming. That's what's coming. Most people are going to be cowards or not even know or propagandize, and they'll say he had it coming. And that's
true.
That terrifies me. Thank you very much. You have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, Jeff, good hearing from you. It's been a long time. Thanks for being around there. Appreciate it. Good call. Any comments before we get another caller, brother?
No, he's right, you know, 100%. You know, accurate in what he fears right now, because that's what's coming unless people rise up and push this great evil away.
I agree. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hi, Pastor. I have a question for Pastor Paul. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Come on in. Yes, yes. We got you.
Okay. Yeah. I have a prayer request. Remember Fran? The lady that we prayed for,
okay,
she had a mini stroke today.
So
we need prayers for her to recover. But they took her to the hospital, and the doctor said I would keep her overnight, but I don't have a bed. Not because they don't have enough physical beds, because they don't have enough people to look after the patients.
Oh, and where's the hospital located? Where is this hospital?
Right here in my town. They had a heart attack patient.
And then tell people
Iowa.
What town that is.
Yeah, Mount Pleasant, Iowa.
Okay.
Mount Pleasant,
you heard
Iowa.
It,
they had a,
so. Go ahead.
Yeah, they had a heart attack patient come in the night before. They had to send him 800 miles away to get him
Because they had
Within 800 miles, they don't have enough people to take care of the patients. They can only have so many patients per person.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, let's pray
that's
for
why,
this.
That's
person.
Why
yes,
she's...
Please. Yes, please.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's
pray
go
for
ahead,
him,
Pastor.
Too.
Go
yes,
ahead, Pastor.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your mercy, for your strength to enter that man's body, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would show your grace and your miracle. Father, where the doctors fail, where the modern medicine cannot do or will not do, Father, we're turning into you. We know you are our healer. and you are, Father, the one that can answer us and do the supernatural, Father. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, Father, by your stripes we're healed. We just declare healing over that person. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Arthur. Thank you, Jan. Anything else? Anything else, Jan?
I had a question for the pastor. This leaders that they hung in effigy, I think that was in British Columbia. You heard about that. Do you think that's why they aren't arresting you? They are afraid that they will literally rise up and come after them?
There is a lot of talk right now in Canada about people boiling. And I mean, I hear left and right that people are contemplating of taking their own law into their own hands. And that's a scary thing because we know how that ends and we don't want violence. But people are being frustrated. They have been marching. They have been rallying for a long time, but it looks like the politicians don't care. They have been, sending petitions and making phone calls, but there is zero accountability. Zero accountability from the courts, zero accountability from the politicians, zero accountability from the teachers and the doctors, hospitals. So people are getting more and more frustrated. And I am fearing that when this boiling thing will keep going, sooner or later people will snap. You can only push people so much. And then they will snap, and when they do, you run for your life. So I'm afraid that this might be happening if they will not stop breaking the law. Everything they're doing right now, everything they're doing is against the law, against the Constitution, and against the human rights, international human rights. Those people, those politicians, those police officers, bylaws, doctors, nurses, they are lawbreakers. They are lawbreakers, and I wouldn't want to be them, because even if they will escape the justice on this side of eternity, they're going to face my God. And I'm telling you, they will pay for what they have been doing.
Amen. Amen. Jan, I got to jump. Good call. Thanks, sweetheart. Good call. And you know, brother, we'll take another call in just a minute, folks. Somebody once said, when you make peaceful solutions impossible, you make violence necessary. I don't like that, Brother Arthur, but they're doing it. We're not. You all protested. You've done everything in your power to do it peaceably. But when they push you in the corner long enough and hard enough, eventually, as you said, people are going to snap. They're going to come out of there biting and fighting and scratching because they have no alternative, do they?
Yes. You know, I remember one time when we moved many, many years ago to this house, like 20 years ago. We bought it from someone that was not really taking care of the property, so it was infested with mice. And I decided, you know, in my stubbornness, I'm going to deal with the problem myself. And at that time, I was golfing, so I took my golfing, you know, tools, in quote, and I decided that I'll get rid of the problem myself. And I succeeded. You know, I caught 1, 2, 3, and hundreds, you know, escaped. And I remember one time I cornered one mouse into a corner, and she jumped me. Like, I mean, she jumped so high. I don't want to say I got scared. I was so surprised I jumped as well. And then God spoke to me at that moment. He says, when you corner, even a mouse will jump on you. So this is just a nature. If you corner any animal, if you corner a man and he will have absolutely no other option but to fight you, he will. Sooner or later, people will snap and will go after those politicians. They will go after the police officers. And that's the history. I mean, look at the French Revolution. Look at the history. That's history. And
The American Revolution. The American Revolution, they got to the point they had to stand. There comes a time they have no choice, Brother Arthur, and I don't know one, God forbid, we have to go to violence. But I do carry a gun. They call me the pistol packing preacher. I carry a gun. And every cop in the country knows it. They're in this area. They don't mind at all. They're glad to do. In our country, in our state, you don't need the permit to carry one in your pocket or in your hip. It makes no difference. We have a very low crime rate in West Virginia compared to most places. But these people got to know, the people that are enforcing these unjust so-called laws have got to know their consequences for doing that. If they don't, they won't back off.
Yes.
Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. You got about 1 minute, sir. Come on.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Butch and Pastor Paulowski, and I thank you both for the strong stance you're taking, courageous stands. Please, everybody, pray for Pastor Paulowski, Pastor Butch Paul, yes. Pastor James Coates, and the other pastors, Tim Stevens up there, and for David Paulowski. Pray for the people that are taking courageous stands, and let's hope that God raises up more Pastor Paulowskis, more Pastor Butch Paws, more Pastor Jonas Clarks, more Pastor John Peter Gable Muhlenberg, more Jonathan Mayhews. We need some courageous people. And by the way, Pastor Paulowski, I don't think Donald Trump is going to be a savior for anything. He's Jesuit trained, and he's part of the swamp. So God bless you both. Thanks.
Thank you for the call, Daryl. Thank you.
Yeah.
Pastor, we're down by 2 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm going to turn you loose. Go ahead.
I want to address that. Yes, you're right. Donald Trump or any man is not our savior. Jesus Christ is our savior. But God uses people. And you got to remember that in the Bible there is this fascinating story. Nebuchadnezzar was one of the worst kings and the most bloody kings in history, and yet God used him, and in the end he calls him my servant Nebuchadnezzar. You read the story of King Nebuchadnezzar because God can use anyone he wants for his purposes, and we have to remember, in the end of the day, no man is our savior. Only Jesus Christ can save America.
Amen.
Only Jesus Christ can save our nations. Bring God back to your nation. And the Bible says, when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You want your freedom back? Bring God back to your country.
Amen. Absolutely. Without repentance, folks, there's no revival. Without revival, there's
yes.
no hope. All right, about a minute and a half left, brother. I want you to wrap it up. If people want to contact you, how can they find you?
Go to www.streetchurch.ca. If you want to be part of our Christmas festival, you can chip in. You can send me an email, art@streetchurch.ca. And if you're interested in joining the movement, Solidarity Movement, that is speaking like every day, more people are joining solidaritymovementofcanada.com, and our website for the church again is streetchurch.ca.
All right, brother. God bless, my friend. We'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you, people.
God bless all of you. Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night, and please, let's stand united together. Speak up, stand up, and don't be afraid. We're on the winning side. See you tomorrow night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.